Day 14, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As the Russian invasion reaches its second week, Ukrainian authorities issuing and then rescinding an air alert for the capital city, warning there could be missiles inbound to Kiev. Although Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports there are frequent air raid sirens.
Sometimes, obviously, there have been incoming airstrikes and missiles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there have not. And it's clearly the terror that these people live under every single day.
Russia says it will allow Ukrainians to pass through humanitarian relief corridors on Wednesday, although Tuesday's rescue efforts generally collapsed under reports of Russian shelling and mines. It's considered a long shot, but a new diplomatic effort will begin Thursday when Ukraine's foreign minister meets with his Russian counterpart in Turkey.
There is a sign that both sides are going to start watering down their demands. For example, the Ukrainians saying they no longer are insisting on membership to NATO, and the Russians saying they are happy for Zelensky to stay in power and they're only asking for neutrality. So perhaps some movement on the diplomatic level.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. The Pentagon has rejected Poland's plan to send Ukraine MiG fighter jets because Warsaw wanted to hand them over at the U.S. airbase in Ramstein, Germany. The administration fears that would provoke an attack on NATO countries. Congressional leaders say they've reached a bipartisan deal on a $1.5 trillion government funding bill. It includes more than $13 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine.
To give the brave Ukrainian fighting forces, who are doing much better than anyone ever imagined, the arms they need, whether it be javelins or stingers or anything else. They need these arms simply to defend themselves against brutal Russian aggression.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, the bill also includes $15 billion for more COVID vaccines and testing. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A guilty verdict Tuesday in the first criminal trial from last year's Capitol incursion.
Guy Reffitt of Texas was found guilty by a jury of entering the Capitol with a holstered handgun, interfering with police, and civil obstruction for threatening his children if they turned him in. The trial lasted about a week. Reffitt, a member of the 3%ers anti-government militia in Texas, was convicted on 5 total counts after about 3 hours of deliberation. The verdict could be a means of leverage in pleas and used possibly in convincing other defendants against going to trial. Sentencing will be in June. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
State lawmakers in Florida have passed a bill to forbid instructions on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. The legislation, which opponents dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill, now heads to Governor Ron DeSantis. He is expected to sign it. The 50th state about to become the 50th state to drop mask mandates.
Hawaii's Governor David Ige says thanks to dropping COVID case counts, his state's mask mandate will be gone March 26th. Hawaii's face mask rule's been around since April of 2020. As to why his state's going to be last in getting rid of it.
We care about our community, and we are all willing to sacrifice to keep each other healthy and safe.
Also on the 26th, Hawaii is lifting its COVID restrictions for travelers. That means no more having to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to avoid being quarantined. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Major League Baseball owners have reportedly extended until Wednesday afternoon last night's deadline for a collective bargaining agreement with its players' union, lest another week of regular season games be canceled. Lengthy discussions were held Tuesday. Some progress reported, but still no deal. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.